Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
We have a picture of the pursuit.
Sammy, ready to sell this. Don't kill somebody.
We got him. We got him. They're down on the ditch.
Look around.
He's wrecked. He's wrecked.
No matter where you are, at any second, it could happen to you. Because desperate criminals use desperate measures, no matter who gets in the way. For the next 60 minutes, you'll get a close-up view of what officers see every day. You'll ride shotgun in the most terrifying chases on the road. You'll feel the heat of the most explosive acts of criminal insanity ever captured on tape. Much of this footage has never been viewed by the public. Police and news agencies send us their most shocking videos.
He's got a gun, he's got a gun.
So that you can know what they know. That to let your guard down, even for an instant, could mean disaster.
He's gonna run the red light, he's gonna run it.
So crank up your TV and don't turn away. Because real life happens in the blink of an eye.
Shut your truck off.
I'm Sheriff John Bunnell. A war is raging on the streets of America. Criminals versus the law. Chaos versus order. The results of the conflict are all too common. But what you don't see is how the battle begins, the lengths to which criminals will go, and the terrifying complications that change everything in a heartbeat. So hang on. We're going to take you to the front lines of a war that never stops.
Montgomery County, Alabama, where a drug addict frantically tries to distance himself from police.
Looks like I've got two city units behind me, and the state unit should be a few seconds behind me.
Desperate for his next high, the suspect has been on an all-out crime spree. Several convenience stores have been his helpless victims.
111, DFI 188, setting up 5 system 151.
Even now, the addict tokes up on crack as he dodges past startled civilians. But a Department of Public Safety officer stands ready with the spikes. His timing is perfect. The suspect's front tires are torn apart. They grind against the hardtop, screaming their protest. But this crook doesn't even acknowledge the damage done. By now, he's out of his mind on drugs. He veers across the median into opposing lanes. Completely blitzed, he barrels headlong into traffic.
Subject has gone into the northbound lane,
With the front tires hanging in shreds, the driver could lose control of his vehicle at any instant.
Narrowly avoiding heading.
Troopers are forced to risk their own lives by joining the suspect against the flow. As the suspect races into heavier traffic, officers scramble to shut down the interstate. Police follow him across the median, and the fugitive pours on more speed. Just ahead of the lead cruiser, the suspect smashes headlong into another motorist. Luckily, the innocent driver is not seriously injured. The crackhead takes to his heels, and within seconds, the officer is out and hot on his tail. Before long, officers have the suspect manacled and locked in the back of a patrol car. The man later admits to being so stoned he wasn't even aware of what was happening. But he can't claim total ignorance. When he decided to use drugs, he knew the possible consequences of his actions. Consequences that the judge decided would echo for the next 10 years. Bexar County, Texas. Police light up a pickup for a minor traffic violation. but the driver sizes up the situation. His tough GMC truck is twice as big as the cop sedan. And he decides that his powerful pickup has got what it takes to get away. The cops follow him off the freeway, but it looks like his heavy horsepower has done the trick. He's vanished from their view. Backup units inform the officers of the wild driver's whereabouts. Another patrol car hears the report and promptly joins the pursuit. When the suspect spots multiple units behind him, he realizes he can't escape by speed alone. He desperately tries to shake the cops with some quick moves, but trucks aren't known for their superior agility, and the police stay right behind him. The suspect has one more idea he's certain will work. Convinced his rugged rig can handle any rough terrain, he jumps a divider. The cops go around and accelerate to catch up. Desperate to gain some ground, he jumps the median again. It's clear this suspect has seen too many truck commercials on TV. When he hops the divider this time, the curb cuts his tire.
He does have a flat tire.
The driver tries to keep going despite the crippled condition of his vehicle. But the once rough running rig slows to a sluggish pace, spewing out smoke and debris.
Fire has just come off the wheel.
It tilts to one side, riding on its bare rim. Amid clouds of smoke, the suspect finally loses control and spins out. This lawless driver learned about his truck's limitations. A little too late. He thought his pickup was too powerful to be stopped, but he overestimated the truck's all-terrain abilities. And a simple concrete divider quickly put him out of commission.
He does have a flat tire.
His truck went from a roaring rig to a smoking wreck. And he went straight to jail.
That was a fun one, man.
Cleveland, Ohio. When an officer spots a motorcycle speeding through a residential neighborhood, he tries to pull the hotshot over. But when the cop cuts him off, the biker slips away over the sidewalk.
666 in pursuit of a motorcycle.
Missing the cruiser by inches, the hoodlum zips through a stoplight. He knows his nimble vehicle has the advantage, and he plays it for all it's worth.
Stop on our 5-4 for Spark.
The biker hogs the center of the road, forcing passing motorists to dive for the curb. Without a helmet, any accident could prove disastrous. The officer hopes he can corral the suspect without using force. When the traffic clears, the cruiser closes the gap. He inches forward, finally pulling alongside the runaway motorcycle. But the arrogant rider turns a deaf ear. He quickens his pace, running a stop sign with pure abandon.
Northbound pass door, going back towards Clark Avenue.
With the cop's hot breath still on his neck, the biker tries another fast move, nearly taking a spill. The officer has seen enough. If this guy's fearless about crashing, the only thing to do is make sure he doesn't take anyone with him.
We're going eastbound on Icorn, 452.
The officer guns his engine, veering to pass the hard-charging cycle. The biker swerves the block and takes one on the flank. The suspect thought he still had the lead, but his road hog maneuver almost sent him kissing the pavement. Shaken by the close shave, the biker isn't so cocky anymore. He ditches his ride and takes off on foot, only to be apprehended moments later. This biker learned a lesson today that every schoolboy should know.
666 in pursuit of a motorcycle.
Jack may be nimble, and Jack may be quick.
Pull that bike over, damn it!
But if Jack tries jumping past the Cleveland PD, he's going to get burned. coming up next on Police Videos. It's practically their first time on the road. But from the way they drive, it could be their last.
They're trying to ram police cars.
From a juvenile delinquent.
On your face! On your face!
To a homicidal mama's boy. These young guns are running wild. Next.
When a fleeing suspect has a passenger, police tactics change immediately. They don't want to risk having an innocent person caught in the crossfire.
Lumpkin County, Georgia. In the dark of the night on twisting mountain roads, Officer Chad Edwards is chasing this suspect for erratic driving. Even through the gloom, Edwards gets a brief look at the suspects.
Be two occupants, the driver be a white male. Believe the passenger's gonna be a female.
Edwards doesn't know if the woman is a hostage or an accomplice. Until he does, he has to hold back and preserve her safety. Edwards fears the driver could crash into an oncoming car. He radios ahead to try to get the road clear.
770, if you make contact with other counties, just advise them if they could stop all traffic coming up the mountain. See if they can answer.
Other units set up roadblocks, but the driver zips around the first one with ease, leaving the cruiser in a swirl of smoke and dust. County deputies decide to up the ante. They form a wall of cars across the entire road. An officer radios Edwards to warn him.
202, Lumpkin County Unit.
Wait, 202.
Bailey County, set up a warning with Union County Units to get back.
It looks like they have the suspect trapped.
We got him here at the bridge. Stand by.
But at the last second, the driver makes a drastic decision to go cross-country. Edwards follows, pounding over the pitted field.
Get off the street, stand by.
The driver races blindly into the darkness, not knowing where he's going, only hoping to outrun the cruiser. He rips through a barbed wire fence and barrels on. He knows his car won't last much longer unless he can get back on the highway. As he searches for a road and a possible way out, he runs into two other units who try to hem him in. But the driver slaloms right and cuts past. Smoke billows from his tailpipe as each bump thrashes his engine apart.
I believe he's starting to have some mechanical problems.
Finally, the driver finds the road again, only to immediately face another police barricade. He accelerates towards it, hits the shoulder, and lunges past. But Edwards stays hard on his tail. The suspect encounters another unit who tries to box him in. But the driver sees a gap. Tearing around a blind corner, he manages to slip past and barely dodges an SUV. The driver's brake linings burn away as he takes each turn with increasing speed. As he desperately punches the pedal, his overheated brakes suddenly lock, throwing him into a spin. There's no way he can recover, and the officers box him in. Moments later, the suspect is arrested, and Officer Edwards takes a moment to untangle the barbed wire from his cruiser. Officers discovered the driver was drunk. They also learned that this passenger was no hostage. It was his mother, and she was actually urging him to make the insane getaway. Revved up on alcohol and bad motherly advice, this son's wild escape was bound to fail. Now their next family outing will be in front of a judge. Kerryville, Tennessee. Police have just spotted a suspicious character outside a pawn shop. He jumped into the Chevy Beretta, and the officers follow. Because pawn shops are frequently used to fence stolen goods, officers decide to check the Beretta's plates. Their suspicions are confirmed. The car has been reported stolen.
I'm behind the 1044. They spotted me.
The thief sees the black and white and plays it cool. He follows every rule of the road, signaling each turn and lane merge. He doesn't want to give them any reason to pull him over. He doesn't realize that they've already got a reason and have just been waiting for backup. The crook realizes he's been made and hits the gas. The police quickly coordinate a pursuit team. The officer most familiar with the territory takes the lead. He doesn't know who the suspect is or what he's capable of. So he establishes a persistent but cautious approach. But the thief is anything but careful. He tears through a construction zone, narrowly avoiding a Jeep as he swerves into the oncoming lane. Then he tries to lose his pursuers in the dangerous curves of a mountain road, where every corner hides an oncoming car. And parked vehicles threaten to bring everyone to a crashing halt. Suddenly, a violent noise erupts from around the bend. As officers round the corner, they find three cars pulled off the road and skid marks which bear testimony to the thief's recklessness. The thief just added reckless endangerment to the charges against him. But instead of realizing that he's gone too far, he pushes the gas even harder. The pace takes its toll on the stolen car. A worn-out tire threatens to end the thief's flight. The crook continues to push his luck with the wounded car. Officers call for a roadblock. But the thief never makes it that far. As he tries to pass another vehicle, he clips it with his rear fender. The suspect leaves another damaged vehicle in his wake, but he's unwilling to accept defeat, so he forces his worn-out car into a grassy field. The pursuing units split up in order to cut off any possible avenues of escape. As the chase continues off-road, the rough terrain rips up the Beretta. The car finally gives out at the edge of the woods. The police converge on the thief, who tries to make a break for it on foot. He plunges into the forest, thinking he can hide in the dense cover. But the police corral him quickly. With their mystery man finally in custody, officers are surprised to find out that this crook is still only a teenager. When dealing with a suspect who's an unknown quantity,
I'm behind the 1044 vehicle out of Columbus, Ohio.
Officers rely on two important resources, strength in numbers, and careful planning. This time, the best tactic was to play it safe. Let the criminal make his own mistakes. And hope that he'll be smart enough to learn from them. Still to come. On police video. The bullets go flying. When bad guys go berserk,
just hit me, he's heading eastbound again.
Police respond with a vengeance. Next.
There are police around the world. Police have different uniforms, they have different badges, they have different languages, and they have different tactics. The one thing that cops have in common is a goal, and that goal is to save people's lives.
Krasnodar, Russia. This bus with more than a dozen tourists has just been taken hostage by a madman. At a routine checkpoint, the suspect suddenly stabbed an officer, then pulled out a sawed-off shotgun. Now, the terrorist demands to go to the nearby town of Slavinsk. But the bus is going nowhere. It's blocked off by the police. Several Russian law enforcement agencies begin negotiations. Meanwhile, members of a special force called Alpha gather and get suited up. As locals rubberneck from nearby rooftops, officials learn who they're dealing with. An ex-convict named Konstantin Romanov. He's presently wanted by police for several vicious murders. Knowing his violent history, snipers climb onto a nearby rooftop. They take position, looking to get a bead on this ruthless terrorist. But when they have Romanov in their sights, they see he's holding a gun to a passenger's head. The Russian riflemen back down before they're seen. Officials decide to comply with some of Romanov's simpler demands. They hand food up to the bus, hoping to put him at ease, but he never takes his hand off his shotgun. He's obviously not going to back down. They decide it's time to take action. The tactical team charges the bus, hitting it with everything they have, including a stun grenade, blasting out the window. An Alpha team member quickly climbs into the smoke-filled bus. He's shot in the hand while lunging from Romanov's gun. Others rush to assist him. Clearly, Romanov is not going quietly. The officers and onlookers wait amidst the cloudy chaos for the outcome. An ambulance arrives for the wounded officer, but there's still no sign of Romanov until the Russian police drag the ruthless renegade out of the bus. Amazingly, not one of the passengers is injured. Now this cold-blooded kidnapper will be spending his summers in Siberia. The injured Alpha officer underwent surgery and soon rejoined his swift team of anti-terrorists. The Russian police knew they were faced with a dangerous hostage situation. American cops would have undoubtedly treated this standoff with more caution, but these officers follow a different set of rules. Whether these cops were extremely efficient or extremely lucky is a matter of debate. But this time, things ended well, and Russia has one less terrorist to worry about. Conway, South Carolina. Lance Corporal David Randolph is one of four officers in pursuit of a suspect.
We'll be heading northbound.
The man's crime? A simple speeding violation.
We got a unit down around 9th and Granger. That's where we're headed to now.
The fugitive turns down a dark street with three other units in pursuit.
Conway, keep Highway Patrol 1021. Keep us advised.
Randolph turns his cruiser around. He knows this road only has one outlet, and the officer intends to be there ahead of the suspect. Suddenly, the outlaw appears just yards from Randolph's front bumper.
Right behind him.
And he's picking up the pace. The fugitive turns onto the city's main thoroughfare. Pursuing officers stay close behind, but the suspect sprints into oncoming lanes, a move that makes the officer's blood run cold. It's proof of the driver's lethal potential. But the suspect soon wises up and returns to the right lane. He's got only one place to run, back into residential streets like a mouse into a maze. In these twisting roads, the suspect thinks he stands some chance of losing police.
We're headed back out, Granger.
But they mobilize to make sure he doesn't.
Okay, I'll send back up.
After only one turn, the suspect finds himself in a bottleneck. The road is barely as wide as his car.
We're on Broad Street.
He opens his door while the car is moving, but he's not fooling the officers.
We're going 1080.
They know the move is too risky, even for this reckless outlaw. Around the next corner, an officer comes head-to-head with the crook. Their plan is working. Police have the criminal surrounded. Now the suspect is trapped and frustrated, but he's going to find a way out, even if it means ramming his way through.
Conway, they're trying to ram police cars.
In the confusion, the fugitive tries a foot fail. Police now know the suspect's intent. They surround the area, ready for a chase on foot.
They're trying to bail out of the car if they get stopped.
Finally, a dead end forces the suspect to an abrupt stop. He knows it's now or never and takes to his heels. Randolph goes after the fugitive, tackling him in a nearby creek.
On your face! On your face!
The officer then reels the crook in for prosecution. Police soon learn that this suspect wasn't just another speeder with a chip on his shoulder.
They headed down the wrong side of the road on 278.
But a habitual armed robbery offender.
They're trying to ram police cars.
And with an eyewitness testimony and a positive ID, he won't be stalking the streets again for a very long time.
That one right there, exact description of the one that robbed that woman on 8th Avenue.
Coming up next on Police Videos, the things they never taught at the academy.
He's up on it!
From the merely unusual,
it almost hit him,
to the totally bizarre. These outlandish situations can make a cop feel like a rookie. Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised. Drunk drivers always think they're in control, but some of them are so oblivious, they'll leave a trail of destruction behind them and not even know it. Columbus, Indiana. State Trooper Edward Olivo responds to a report of a suspected DUI going the wrong way across a bridge. The officer rushes after him as startled civilians scramble to clear the way. Moments later, he catches up to the suspect's Chevy Cavalier. Seeing a cop on his tail, the driver takes off. He cuts across several lanes and once again goes against traffic. At 75 miles per hour, the boozed up driver sees the world as a blur. In his alcohol-induced stupor, he's oblivious to everything around him. No matter how obvious it may be, the Cavalier slams headlong into another car, spinning it off the road. But without missing a beat, the suspect recovers from the wreck. He careens from the shoulder and back into the right lane. He has no idea where he's going, and he's too numb to notice the damage he's done. The Cavalier races toward an 18-wheeler. The towering steel Goliath fills the road, but the drunk never sees it. He clips the corner of the semi and whips around it in a wild spin-out. Officer Olivo pulls up to find the car wiped out in a cloud of dust. Unhurt and unfazed, the felon exits his crippled vehicle. But the driver just walks past, as if in a trance. Olivo rushes over and finally puts the intoxicated criminal into handcuffs. Officer Olivo learned this felon's license had already been permanently suspended for DUI. But that didn't stop him from driving drunk once again. With his blood alcohol level three times the legal limit, he didn't even feel the collisions he caused. But when he sobers up, he'll feel the consequences of all his action. In a court of law.
Running from the police is a bad decision. And every decision you make past that, except for stopping, is another bad decision. And those bad decisions could cost you a ticket, or they could even cost you your life.
Los Angeles, California. When fleeing from the law, some suspects just don't know when to quit. As soon as they run out of road, they'll jump from the car and take off on foot, which could be the worst move they'll ever make. This driver decides to ditch his minivan and make a break for it.
Car's still running.
Right into the path of his own runaway van.
It almost hit him.
He barely dodges getting smashed, but the nearby house isn't so lucky. in his bailing attempt to run away. He nearly got run over. Shreveport, Louisiana. Police are in pursuit of a pickup.
There's a white male and a white female, and we're passing the 220 exit.
The driver and his passenger think their powerful truck can escape easily. But wherever they go, something seems to get in their way.
Trying to box them in with just two vehicles.
On the highway, the suspect becomes mired in a fleet of slow-moving semis.
He's not going extremely fast, just refusing to stop.
He bolts toward the traffic-free side streets, only to get rattled by a series of bone-jarring speed bumps. The passenger has had enough. She bails, leaving the driver to fend for himself. But with the cops closing in, he bumbles onto a lakefront drive, which promptly dead ends. He decides a foot bail is the smartest escape plan, except for one small thing. He forgot to put his truck in park. His foolish move didn't help him get away. He was caught within a few minutes. But his truck had to be dredged from the bottom of the lake. Bedford, Texas. Cops recognize a stolen vehicle and get right on its tail. But the female thief has more than a police car to contend with. She's also extremely drunk.
Subject is driving all over the roadway.
She makes for the open highway.
I got a drunk driver on the eastbound side.
But the cops keep after her as she swerves and nearly sideswipes a car. She zigs and zags, too drunk to decide what to do next.
Okay, we all over the road.
What she comes up with is a terrifying display of liquor-induced logic.
Call an ambulance.
She bails out at nearly 70 miles an hour. Amazingly, this human tumbleweed only suffers minor injuries. But her vehicle hurls ahead, almost hitting another car, and then tumbling down an embankment. In the heat of the moment, some felons will try anything.
It almost hit him!
But a foolish refusal to quit makes a bad situation much worse. And a dangerous chase could turn deadly.
Call an ambulance.
Still to come on police video. When a robbery goes rotten, a hard-luck newsman draws the short straw. But when the robber makes a final threat, police call the gunman's bluff. In a hostage crisis, negotiations can go on for hours or even days. But the opportunity for a successful takedown may only last a split second, and police have to be ready to strike. Buenos Aires, Argentina. A hostage crisis is about to reach its boiling point. This criminal and his colleague are holed up in a gas station. They are frightened, trapped, and have three employees prisoner. After a failed robbery on a nearby factory, one of the gang was arrested. The remaining two made it to this building. Now police have the location surrounded. The SWAT team moves into positions from which they can strike the moment the window of opportunity arises. But before they can move in, a hostage suddenly collapses. The robbers allow several journalists to come and take the man to safety. But as the hostage is handed over, the crook grabs a photographer to take his place. Now the cameraman isn't covering the story, he's part of it. Using him as a human shield, the robber demands police bring a getaway car. For an agonizing 2 hours, the crisis is held in a stalemate. Growing increasingly agitated, the leader commands the cops to move away. But officers don't want to seem too compliant, or the crooks will know they have the upper hand. Trying to intimidate police, he fires a round. But he just made his biggest mistake. When when the thief fired his weapon, the chamber locked open. It was the moment police had been waiting for, a clear sign that the gun is empty. The SWAT team storms the rear of the building. The second robber hears them and rushes into the back. With his back turned, the crook leaves himself momentarily exposed, and that's all the time police need. SWAT commandos throw a concussion bomb through a side door. While other officers charge the crooks with overwhelming force. Within moments, the thieves are on the ground and under arrest. Officers showed infinite patience waiting for the opportunity to strike. When the right moment came, they moved in hard and fast. Thanks to the quick reactions of the officers, no one was harmed. The criminal's next negotiation will be on the stand in a court of law. North Augusta, South Carolina. The face of a criminal comes in all shapes, sizes, and species. This cow is a fugitive on the run. She recently escaped from a local dairy farm, and she's not giving up without a fight. Their battlefield is the backyard of an innocent civilian. The cow has sustained a tranquilizer dart, but it doesn't even slow her down.
Come back here, look at me.
Police still fear a stampede, so they send in their top negotiator. He tries to distract the cow just long enough until backup arrives.
What's the matter, girl?
Although his tone is reassuring, this cow's not buying a word of it. Locals watch, sharing the officer's concern for the cow's safety. It's clear that the tranquilizer is not working. An alternate strategy may be necessary.
Go behind the field a little bit, sir.
While the other officer distracts the cow with words, an animal control officer tries to sneak up on the cow with a winch wire. But Bessie's no dummy. She knows that he's trying to lasso her.
There you go.
So the specialist tries a more clever strategy. Perched on the roof, the modern-day cowboy takes aim. The bovine watches her nemesis with a cunning eye, not quite sure what he's plotting. The first attempt is a miss. But the second try is a bullseye. With the cow on a short leash, the wranglers now have the daunting task of leading her to the truck. But just when they least expect it to happen, the tranquilizer kicks in. Suddenly, it's difficult for Bessie to move on her own. Summoning her energy for a final effort, the cow tries to escape one last time.
We're in the last round up at OK Corral, everybody.
But the effort's futile, and this cow has had enough. She's finally realized that her life on the farm is much more fulfilling than a life on the run. Next on Police Videos.
Police perimeter set up.
They call it gunplay. But this is no game.
Don't move!
Fleet-footed felons, call out the hardware. If you have amazing footage of police action or crimes in progress, call me, John Bunnell, at Police Videos at the number below, 800-611-9944. That's 800-611-9944. There's a moment every officer dreads. A fleeing felon pulls out a gun and fires on police. It's a moment officers train for, knowing their lives depend on it. Vero Beach, Florida. An armed bank robber has shattered the peace of this quiet community.
Is everybody available? We even got shots fired.
Police attempt to block the suspect's getaway on a narrow back alley. The cops move into position, sealing off the road, but the brazen bandit tries to force his way through. Suddenly, he opens fire. As he bursts through the roadblock, officers on foot shoot back. Outnumbered and outgunned, the brutal bank robber surrenders a few miles away. Nobody is hurt in the firefight this time, But when guns are involved, there's no such thing as a quiet takedown. Lowell, Indiana. Police converged to track down two escaped convicts. The fugitives, John Woolard and Roy Harper, have already been convicted of violent crimes. Officers know they won't give up without a fight. The convicts fire on police as they run, and officers shoot out their tires. Sparks flying from the rims of their stolen van, the ferocious fugitives veer into a truck stop. But Woolard and Harper have no plans to surrender. They try to lose police in a maze of trucks. But everywhere they turn, another black and white is waiting for them. Surrounded on all sides, they finally come to a stop. Officers prepare for the worst, knowing the escapees still have plenty of ammo. Within moments, the cops are under a barrage of gunfire. Police pummel the van with bullets. The criminals cease fire, and officers prepare to move in.
Rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll!
But Woolard and Harper have slipped out the passenger side and disappeared. Police fear an ambush.
Anybody see him? You see him now? Roger, he'll be back here!
To their surprise, the convicts are nowhere to be found.
I don't see him!
They've abandoned their van and vanished into the night. Police remain at the ready as they scour the truck stop for the outlaws. But the crowded lot is full of hiding places. A breathless patrolman radios dispatch.
We do have shots fired. We had a shootout with suspect. We're now in foot pursuit again.
The search continues into the morning, with still no sign of the convicts. Officers can't understand how the jailbirds survived the barrage. Police comb the neighboring fields and search local houses. They set up roadblocks.
Yeah, if you don't live down here, I suggest maybe going somewhere else.
And prepare spike strips on exit roads. They're not taking any chances. Acting on a tip from a resident, they track down Woolard and Harper in the woods nearby. This time, there's no gunfire. The renegade runaways have no more ammo and nowhere left to run. It's a danger cops face every day. Any chase has the potential to turn violent. Officers risk their lives each time they have to take a dangerous felon off the streets. And when an outlaw shoots at them, police will return fire and make sure they hit their target before the criminal hits them. From terror on the highway, to cows on the land, cops see it all. But for every psychopathic gunman, or teen who just doesn't know better, one thing's for certain, the men and women of law enforcement will always meet the challenge.
Just run the police car.
That justice will prevail.